This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm really excited about our guest today. Got to see him live at Scale Up Conference in Anaheim, California last month, and his message, his story just resonated in a big way. It hit the audience captivated, myself included. And his bio, San Francisco-based Alden Mills, began taking control of his life at age 12. Doctor told him to learn chess because his asthma would keep him from playing sports. His first goal was to conquer the asthma, and then he went on to achieve extraordinary things. I'm going to let him tell you some of those, but in sports, academics, military service, Olympic festival, he was a gold medalist, captain of freshman of varsity teams at the U.S. Naval Academy, a Navy SEAL, led his platoon through multiple missions. He ended up founding Perfect Fitness and led it to grow over 12,000, that is not a typo, 12,000% annual sales of $90 million, and Inc. magazine recognition as the fastest growing consumer product in America in just 3 years. He's developed 40 patents, including the Perfect Push-Up, Perfect Pull-Up, Perfect Sit-Up, Perfect Ab Carver, and more. And his books are Be Unstoppable, The 8 Essential Actions to Succeed at Anything, and Unstoppable Teams, which I'm holding a segment of that right here, The 4 Essential Actions of High Performance Leadership. You've seen him on shows such as ABC's Dateline or Nightline, CBS This Morning, The Big Idea with Donna Douche, and more. There's so much more, but I want to get to our conversation. So, Alden, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Derek, it's an honor to be here, and I love what you're doing.
You talk about your mom and the fingernails and not feeling sorry for yourself and getting out there. What other things happen? Because, you know, some people have someone tough in their life or a motivator, but there's something within you. There's a grit. There's something that led you to not only just take and have an active life, but have an extremely active life. I mean, being a Navy SEAL is not something handed to you in any way, shape or form. So what are some other principles or mindsets that stand out to you in those early years that helped you to take action the way that you have?
One of the clear things, and by the way, just for the audiences to understand, I was not this kid that grew up with Navy SEAL pictures on my walls, right? I was not the kid that wore cami to school every day or fatigues, right? Yes. Did I think guns were cool? Sure. I mean, all kids think guns are cool, right? The power projection of something.
Sure. Great.
But what the other key thing was at an early age, and I can credit my mom. I can credit my great grandfather who taught me how to shoot a gun in his basement. And here's a guy who had a crippled left arm that went on to create his own businesses. But they would all say, you know, what if it works out? What if whatever you were trying to do actually came true? Hmm. How would that make you feel? And then realizing that the only difference between me and somebody else is the willingness to focus on something so intently that they're all in all the time, that they're so determined that after a while you start to realize your only true limitations are your imagination and your determination.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.